Yusuf Cohen Shlita. I wanted to discuss tonight different messages that come from the Mishkan that we could internalize in our lives and, God willing, become better B'nai Torah and, God willing, blossom into Talmidei Chachamim. The Pasuk says in the Parsha, Kevsechad Tasev HaBoker, and the Hakdama to the Ein Yaakov points out three Tanoim that say, argue what is the greatest klal in the Torah. One Tana says, Vaftal Recha Kamocha. Another Tana says, Hashemai Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the third Tana says, Pasuk in our Parsha is, Kevsechad Tasev HaBoker. So Benanas stood up and said that the third shita is the halacha that we paskin as kev zechat asev aboker. So v'aftal rech kamoch we know means to be a gomel chesed. Shema Yisrael means to be a mamin b'Hashem ben adam l'makom, and the third is the best as kev zechat asev aboker, which means that every morning and every afternoon there's a akrovas akarbonos every day. There's a Ritzifus, there's a Kfiyus, and we don't miss. And a person can be a nice person to, you know, his boss, to certain people, other people, he's a mean guy. A person can be a Maimon B'Hashem when he's in a lot of tzuris, but when things are going well, not really. So therefore, Ritzifus and consistency really is the most important, because if you want to be a Goy Melchesed, it's all the time to everybody. You want to be a Maimon B'Hashem, it's all the time, whatever state you're in. So you could have the first two, but, you know, sometimes I'll do it, sometimes I won't. But it has to be done in a manner of Kviyas and Ritzifus. And Yushalmi writes in Shabbos that the Mishkan was built, the same planks that were in the north were always in the north. The ones in the east were always in the east. And the Magen Avraham even applies that to Hilchos Tzitzis, that the tzitziot that are in front of your baggage should always, if you take them off, you put them on a new baggage, should always be on the front. And also he applies it to the walls of the sukkah. The northern walls should always be the same northern walls. The Bikur Yaakov argues, but you see that the importance of kviyas and ritzifus, not just the importance of the klal gadol b'Torah, but the Mishkan brought that to us. And we have to be b'nei Torah that are consistent. They say a story about Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. I was zocha to see him when I learned in Eretz Yisrael in Bein Hazmanim, in Shari Chesed. And they say a story, there was a fellow making a bris, and he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'd like Rebbe to be at the bris. So, but he said, I'm not sure when I'm making the bris, what minyan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you know, I daven in the 7:15 minyan. You don't want to make the bris then, I'll be at the bris. You want to make it 6:30 or 8, I'm not going to be there. You know, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a Gadol B'Yisrael, one of the Gedolei Ador, and he was a Kohen Melchesed. But the kviyas of davening in 7:15 was so crucial to him. And that speaks volumes about, we have to try to put it in our schedule and make it kavua, you know, getting up, davening here, davening there, you know, getting to Seder 9:20, 9:05. We should be there at 9. We should choose a minyan, hopefully earlier than later. And it should be part of our schedule that we should be kviyas. I know the older I get, if I get out of a schedule, it's upsetting. I know when I was your guy's age, you know, you look forward to maybe a break, but you'll see as you get older how beautiful it is having a schedule, being kavua every day. And when you get out of that schedule, it's upsetting. So that's the first chiddush I want to bring out about kviyas and ritzifus that the Mishkan teaches us, and it's from a pasuk in our parsha. Second one is the chiddush, the message of Amelis, of working hard. You know, we find in last week's Parsha that the Avnei Shoam were the last on the list, even though they're the most expensive. And the Rechaim HaKadosh writes, because one of the Pshatim he says is because they came down in the Shamayim. We didn't work at it. Like the gold and silver, we worked hard and we donated to the Eibishter. But the Avnei Shoam, even though they were the most expensive, they came down and we didn't work at it. We didn't toil at it. And one of the most crucial elements in Talmud Torah is Yagati Masati Tamin, is the amelis you put in. Working hard, the effort, tireless effort, working hard. They say a story, Abraham Volozhin has a sefer about his Rebbe, the Gaon, that the Gaon was working hard on Akasha, And Malachim came down to him and were saying, we'll give you the Teretz, we'll give you the Teretz. And he said, no way, I don't want the Teretz. I have to work on it on my own. And that's what we have to work so hard on. Meilis, the Torah is so crucial. Yagat Mitzati Tamin in Megillah Davov. And we have to make sure that that's the element. Avnei Shoam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and financially might have been the most expensive. But to him, they were the most, they weren't chashuv at all. Because there was no work. People didn't work hard at it, give of their hard-earned money and donate it to the Eibusher. It came down in Shamayim. That's the second Chiddush, the notion of Amelis. All these things we must internalize in these partials. Also, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh quotes another reason why the Avnei Shoam was last on the list, because the Nesim came and said, you know, Klai Yisrael, donate money. Donate money to the Mishkan. Any monies that are not raised, we'll come and we'll finish it up. So says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, that's not the way of a leader. They should lead by example. They should be giving, and everyone else follows. Because they said, oh, there won't be any monies at all, you know, we'll finish it up. That's terrible. That's why it's Chasser Yud, and that's a terrible, terrible thing. We all can be leaders. Y'all, people look up to you. People, when you go home for Shabbos, people look up to you in the base management, even though you don't see it. Everyone's looking at everyone else. And you could be a shame shamayim yisoy vayadecha. Rabbi Yochanan says in the end of Yuma, every decision we make, we should make shame Hashem more beloved. And therefore, we all are leaders. So we want to rectify what was done wrong in that Mishkan. And therefore, we have to make sure that we lead by example, we take by example, mitzvahs. We want to lead by example. We want to be the first ones to do the mitzvahs. We want to make sure that we're always trying to do mitzvahs. I remember when I first came to yeshiva, there was a situation came back. There was someone was missing, and there was a need to pass out flyers. And I remember seeing the best guys in the Beis Medrash raising their hands and said they'd get up 6 o'clock in the morning and go to the bus station across the heights and would give out the flyers, and we all followed. So we all have to try to be like this, to be the best of our ability, to be kavua, ritzifus, amelis, working hard, and being an example of leaders. You know, the Das Kanim and also the Chizkunim ask in last week's Parsha, the Parsha discusses the building of the Mishkan, but it also talks about the Shemana Mishka. And they ask the Kasha, that's not part of the building of the edifice, the structure of the Mishkan. Why is it talking about the oils and the Shemin and the Bsamim? So the Torah says you don't just build a house. You have to build an atmosphere, a sweet atmosphere, a warm atmosphere. It has to be an atmosphere of Mesikas HaTorah, of sweetness, of Vormkite. And someone was just telling me they were in Florida. So I said, I asked them, why do you go to that particular shul? He says, because the shul's warm. Every yeshiva, every Beis Medrash, every house that we have to create Vormkite to be warm. That's what the Mishkan was, a Beis Hashem, but it's a place of friendliness, of warmth. You say, you're supposed to be Makim B'nei Chaveru B'Shalom. The Rambam says in Ovis, the Rambam says that Beis Shammai was Makabal B'Sever Ponim Yofis. Beis Shammai was always stern. Shammai was always stern, but he's the one who saved Sefer Ponim Yofis. But later on in Ovis, says, have a Mekabal Odom B'Simcha. The Rambam writes that's a higher Madrega. So if we can't Mekabal Kol Odom B'Simcha all the time, at least B'Sever Ponim Yofis, that's a din. And therefore, we should try to make sure that the place that we're learning is a Reach Tov. We want to come to the Beis Medrash. It's a place of comfort, a place of Chizuk. We want to be able to strengthen ourselves. And therefore, that's the fourth Chiddush I want to bring out from the Mishkan, the notion of the Reach Tov. Do we have a Sviva Tov? It wasn't enough just to build planks and Adonim. We had to have the Besamim, we had to have the Shemin, we had to have the ore to make sure it would illuminate, that it would be a place that would be friendly and a beautiful atmosphere. Fifth Chiddush we can point out from the Mishkan is in last week's Parsha, there's a unique Isser of the Hasaras Abodim. Gemara has in Makis and Yuma's Alav Min HaTorah to remove the Badim, the staves, the poles from the Aron. And the Chinuch gives two reasons. One is because if the poles would be taken in and out, they wouldn't be fastened tightly, and God forbid the Aron would fall. And then he gives another reason, Al Pisod, he says. And that Sod, he says that Hashem wants us to have an image, a picture of the Aron with the Badim. We've all seen the picture in the fine Sefer, the Tabernacle of the Aron, with the Badim. Why do you have to see that in your mind all the time? So maybe we could suggest Rav Shimshon Mafal here says that the getter of this Isser is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us that we have to be able to take the Torah wherever we go. Many people complain it's hard, it's easy to learn here, and so we come back, we have a double program. People have different difficulties, trials, tribulations. Says Rav Shimshon Mafal Hirsch that we have to make our commitment to Torah. Kavat yitim l'Torah, b'kiyus, b'in. No matter what the situation is, no matter what time of the year, calendar, day of the year, no matter what's going on, kavat yitim l'Torah. And that's what the poles signify. Take it everywhere with you. And that's the image you have to have in your mind. The Aron has to be there with the bottom. I'll take it everywhere, no matter what situation it is. So maybe we could say that's the pshat in the chinuch, that's the sod. Maybe the sod is that the chinuch is driving at Hashem wants us to make sure our commitment to Torah is all the time, no matter what. The Rav Zatzal would say many times, without the Aron, you don't have the Mishkan, you don't have Beis Hashem. That's the most important part. But we're adding on, the most important part is with the Badim as well. That we have this concept that we are committed no matter what. It's harder during finals, harder during midterms, but we don't miss. We try the best we can. We schedule our time. We learn on Friday. We do our secular studies also on Friday. We do the secular studies Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. That it will not steer our starim and steer going to shir. That we have koveh itim and we keep it consistent and strong. Also, you see in this parsha, a sixth chiddush about, I think you see from the Mishkan, here is regarding the leaders of Moshe and Aaron. It's an amazing thing. Aaron is so happy for his younger brother who's going to be the Gadol Hador. It's not so pasha for an older brother to be so proud of a younger brother. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is taken away the post of he was the Kohen Gadol. He's removed. And it's given to Aaron. And there was a possibility that Moshe Rabbeinu would get it back after the Egel Azav, Aaron's Aveira. And who davens for Aaron? Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, you go close. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Aaron that he should keep the post. You know who would have gotten the post? Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten it back. So his davening to Abishter really hurt him. That's mamash being misamech ba'atzlachas chaveirin. They say from the Damsker, the Tiferes Shlomo, amazing pshat, it says Yisro was the first one who said Baruch Hashem. Gemara has in Sanhedrin and Sadi Dalim Beis. So the Marsha asks, "What do you mean we sang Shira before Yisro?" So he wants to say it's the first time that we find that someone said Baruch Hashem for someone else's atzlacha. When we said Az Yashir, we were saved, but Yisro was the one who said Baruch Hashem for someone else, and that is Moshe and Aaron. And that we see clearly in the Parsha, because from the time Moshe Rabbeinu is born, Tetzav is only one of the two Parshas Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. So the Torah writes, why? Because a lot of the Parsha is about the Big Day Kahuna. And Moshe Rabbeinu had the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol taken away from him. And have his name mentioned in that landscape would have been terribly insensitive. It's like mentioning to a Baal Tshuva, you know, how were the cheeseburgers? Rashi says that's usher to say for 10 generations. This whole notion of sensitivity, of being happy about tzlachas chaverim, of being careful, and it really wouldn't have bothered Moshe Rabbeinu. But even so, you don't say such a thing. And Hashem doesn't have his name is mentioned. And this is a crucial thing we have to be thinking, people, not just in the world of Ben Adam L'Makom and Lomdis to be thinking entire, but you have to be thinking in Ben Adam L'Chaverim. Should I say such a thing? Should I not say such a thing? You know, maybe you won't care. Maybe other guys will see you. It'll upsetting. These are things that these parshios, the builders of the Mishkan, were telling us. So that's the sixth chiddush. The last chiddush that we want to mention tonight, and that is that the word Chachmei Lev appears three times. Chof Ches, Posek Gimel, Perek Lamed Vov, Posek Aleph, and Perek Lamed Aleph, Posek Vav. Chachmei Lev. The builders of the Mishkan were Chachmei Lev. And if you look at those three psukim, what is it? Chachmei Lev. So Chachmei Lev, if you look in those psukim, and the way Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz Hatzal's Mazur means someone that's Mevakesh Chachma. Someone that quests it, aspires for it, wants it. He desires the Chachma Satayra. and it's a burning desire, and you really want to become a master of the Torah. You want to become a master of the Talmud Torah, and you want to try to know the Torah to the best of your ability. It's that ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond, God willing, and answer you. You know, Yaakov Avinu, the Targum is Masber. What does it mean? Yaakov Yishtam Yoshev Olim. It means Tava Ulfun. He was always, what is Yoshev Olim? He was always asking and aspiring for more and more. Always wanted more. He wanted the Chochmas HaTorah. You know, there's a story that the Rosh Yeshiva in Europe once was showing someone the different Bachrim, and the Rosh Yeshiva said, this Bachar is the biggest Baki, this Bachar is the biggest Amkin, this Bachar is the biggest Masmid, this Bachar is the biggest Anov, and then the Rosh Yeshiva said, this Bachar is the best of all. So he said, well, you mentioned all the different Midas. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, this Bachar is a Mavakish, is the greatest Mavakish. And that Bachar was the Stipler Zatzal. Was Mavakish, who wanted the Torah to the best of his ability. Was requesting from Hashem. You know, the Gemara says in Nidit, on the Ayin and Beis, that we have to dive into Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya and learning. Special Gemara, you take a look at the Gemara, on Ayin and Beis. You have to learn, strive to be a Hasmada, Hazara, to think in the Torah, to process it, to summarize. But you also have to dive into Hashem for special Siyata Dishmaya. And the Sforno says, Yehoshua was Muchim Lekabel or Pnei Melech Chaim. Yoshua didn't miss a shear, didn't miss a seder. He was waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. He was waiting every second. He didn't want to miss any Torah. He was muchon lekabel or pnei melech chayim. And that means he was ready to what? To be the new leader. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ritzicha, in Perek Vav, he says, V'chayi ba'alei ha'chochma umvakshah below Talmud Torah kemisa chashuvin. Those who want Torah, they can survive. But to have a person to exist without Torah, a Talmud, God forbid, that kills someone by accident, his Rebbe must go with him to Golus. Why? Because without Torah, it's like Misa for him. That's his Lashon. He says, Chai Baal Echachma, Umevaksha, those who seek God out, below Talmud Torah, Kemisa Chashuvin. Without Talmud Torah, it's mamish like Misa. So this is what it means, this concept of being a Mavakish. You have to try to be a Mavakish. And who built the Mishkan? People that were Mavakshim. Bezalel was a super genius. He built the Mishkan with the same Osis Hashem created the world, the Zohar writes, at the age of Bar Mitzvah. But they were Chachmei Lev, his assistant Aliyav, they were Mavakshim. We have to try to be Mavakshim. The Gemara says an amazing thing in Nidah. I'm sorry, Masechus Tmura, Tet Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara there describes about Otniel ben Kenaz, who was the first shofet. And he was a gon olam. He was machzer 3,000 halachas that were forgotten. Bimei avelo shel Moshe. Moshe ben was nifter. But the Gemara quotes a pasuk that he prayed to Hashem that it was life and death situation for him. That if he would not be a master of the whole Torah. And the Gemara darshins every pasuk in that, every word in that pasuk. And then it adds on miyad. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the word miyad wasn't in that pasuk. It said Hashem answered him immediately. Because he expressed such a desire, such a wanting, such questing to become a master of the Torah, Hashem answered him immediately. If a person's thoughts are so pure that you want to understand the Torah so perfectly, Hashem will grant you with that siyata d'shmaya. And that's what it says in Tehillim, in Perek, Pei Aleph, Rashi and the Ibn Ezra say on the Pasuk, Harchev Picha Vamaleu. What is Harchev Pihu Vamaleu? We want to widen your mouths. You want to become a master, a dominion, shlit over the whole Torah. Hashem will fill it up immediately. And if you look in the Psukim of Shlomo HaMelech, when he's introduced in the Navi, he's known as the Chachmi Kol Adam. You look at the Psukim because that's all he wanted. He didn't want wealth. He didn't want riches. He wanted only Chochmas HaTorah, and Hashem gave it to him because he was a Mavakish, because he asked for it. So these seven Nekudas, I think if we chazer them over, the notion of Kvius and Ritzifus, the concept of working, of Melus, the concept you know, of understanding that, you know, you have to be a leader. You can't be passive. You have to realize also that you want to create a friendly atmosphere in your Mokum Torah. The notion that Talmud Torah, you're committed everywhere, no matter where you go to a doctor's appointment, you take a Sefer with you, you take a Gemara, you take a Chumash, wherever you go, you're connected. Reb Moshe once made a Siyum, he says, this is my second Siyum. They asked Reb Moshe, second Siyum, you finished Shas many times. He says, this is my second Siyum that I've done Ben Gavra Le Gavra. Finishing Shas Ben Gavra Le Gavra. These are things you have to do. Hatzlocha for a Chaverim, to be happy about it. Not to be insensitive. That's also from the leaders of the Mishkan. And the last Nakuda about a person being a notion who's a Mavakish. You put in your tefillah. It's not just intellectual pursuit. The Siyata Deshmaya that is required. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us bracha v'atzlocha. May we internalize all these messages of the Mishkan. And may we follow the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis Hashem by Yishlishi. Either like Rashi or the Rambam, Rashi says it'll come down built, or the Rambam will build it, we'll be able to live these messages with the Beis HaMikdash.